And back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Connor Harbutt here with you once again today, filling in for Kyle High on this Thursday. Time now for our first interview of the day. I'm here with Lois from the Caulfield Public Library. Lois, how are you doing this morning? I'm doing just fine myself. So let's go ahead and get right into it here. Of course, you're here from the library. What do you guys got going on?
Okay, the Caulfieldville Public Library has installed 6 book-sharing mini-libraries around the city of Caulfieldville for the enjoyment and literacy of the community. We call them neighborhood library share boxes. The concept is take a book, leave a book, love a book, keep a book. The boxes are filled with books from the library with a variety of genres and books for every age. Once you visit a box, find a book you want to read and replace it with one of your books that you would like to share with others. The boxes can be found at these locations in Caulfieldville: North Park, which is First and Beach, Grace Park, Grace Boulevard and South Walnut, Downtown, 8th and South Walnut, the First Street Soccer Fields, 9th Street Park, and the Rec Center. And we have new items in the children's libraries: beanbag chairs, huge foam blocks, and a reading loft is coming soon. The activities in the children's section for today, this is all going to be virtual for March. We have St. Patrick's Day Fluffy Slime. That's the Kid Craft at 4 o'clock on Facebook. And then Tuesday, the 22nd, Make a Dream Jar, and that's the Teen Craft at 4. Thursday, the 24th, Make a Macrame Plant Hanger. That's the Adult Craft at 4. These are all virtual. Now in April, we're going back to in-person activities. On Tuesday the 5th, we have the kid movie at 4 o'clock, Turning Red. Wednesday the 6th, story time at 10 o'clock, Errol's Garden by Gillian Hibbs. Thursday the 7th, Teen Craft at 4, Heartstring Art. Tuesday the 12th, Kid Craft at 4, Make Your Own Kite. Wednesday the 20th, story time at 10, with a Soaky Croaky Slippy Dippy Sloshy Gloshy Day by Betty White. Thursday the 21st is the Adult Craft. At 4 o'clock, it's a painting class. Also coming soon, we're wanting to have Friday game nights where we have Dungeons and Dragons and Friday family game nights. These may be once a month. We're not really sure yet, but it'll be announced later on Facebook. I would like to read a review of a new book we just got in at the library, Terriers in the Jungle, by Georgia Umano. Two streetwise terrier dogs are adopted by Kate, a nice woman who wants to return to Kenya and take her new dogs with her. Oh, the adventures they have with all the jungle animals. The story combines an African adventure of conservation and humanity, all told through the lighthearted perspective of the two rescue dogs. Well, today is St. Patrick's Day, and I hope everybody's wearing green. But did you know, whether you're a fan of the Boston Celtics or just have a countdown to St. Patrick's Day on your calendar, you're definitely aware of the shamrock, a.k.a. the three-leaved clover, and all of that it represents: Ireland, Celtic heritage, and of course, fun St. Patrick's Day traditions and symbol. But when it comes to the shamrock's famous lucky relative, the four-leaved clover, its meaning gets more complicated. And why is the four-leaved clover considered lucky? Well, one legend has it that the luck factor comes from Eve herself. As an Adam and Eve were leaving the Garden of Eden, Eve is said to have plucked a single four-leaf clover as a souvenir of paradise, and this religious connection has led them to be considered lucky ever since. The Celts considered four-leaf clovers to have magical powers of protection, able to ward off evil and bad luck. It was also believed that carrying a clover allowed the bear to see fairies. Celtic fairies are dangerous little creatures who may play deadly tricks or steal your children. So carrying a clover meant that you could take evasive action if you spotted one. By the way, did you know that is why we wear green on St. Patrick's Day?
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, today is St. Patrick's Day, and I hope you're all wearing green out there. That'll actually tie into Open Line later on today as well. And, of course, those share boxes are around Coffeyville. You may have heard us talk with Amy Dollar about that yesterday, but those are in several locations throughout Coffeyville. So make sure that you take part in that and maybe do a little bit of reading here over the next couple weeks. So, Lois, thank you so much for stopping by here today. We definitely appreciate it.
All right.
And look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Okay. See you next time.
So we'll go ahead and move on into our weather forecast. We'll be back at the, well, top of the hour. We've got Fox News coming up here at 8, and then we will have local news right after that. So make sure you keep it locked in right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.